Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, skies are mostly clear. Temperatures are warm in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the sunny afternoon. Eilut enjoys bright sunshine, a pleasant day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Trump threatens Iran with major military punishment over Houthi attacks. This follows the Iran-backed group targeting two Saudi oil tankers, according to Ynet. Also, earlier this hour, the IDF and Shin Bet have killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th invasion. The Jerusalem Post reports on the targeted strike against Abdallah Jaja. Also this hour, outrage has erupted in Jordan and Egypt over Israel. Israel Hayom highlights the controversy after politician visits to the Temple Mount. Separately, Ramat Gan has opened all its shelters. This response comes amid threats of Iranian attacks, as reported by I-24 News. And finally, from earlier today, Israeli international news broadcaster I-24 News confirms that Ramat Gan has opened all its shelters in response to the threat of Iranian attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Ynet Global, posting just minutes ago, Trump has reiterated his warning to Iran over the Houthi attacks on Saudi oil tankers. I24N, EWS English, writing on X just now, discussed the status quo at the Temple Mount, emphasizing its significance as a Muslim prayer site. Michael Dixon shared insights from the Israel Prime Minister's office, noting that joint military actions with the U.S. against Iran could pave the way for a broader peace in the Middle East. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the United States, President Trump has issued a stern warning to Iran. This follows attacks by the Iran-backed Houthi rebels on Saudi oil tankers. Ynet points out that Trump holds Tehran accountable for its proxies' actions. This escalation could further strain U.S.-Iran relations, affecting regional stability. Turning to security developments, the IDF and Shin Bet have successfully targeted Abdallah Jaja, a key figure in Hamas's naval force. The Jerusalem Post notes his involvement in the October 7th attack. This strike comes as part of ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas operations. It highlights Israel's continued focus on its security. Meanwhile, in a diplomatic stir, Jordan and Egypt have expressed dismay over Israeli politicians visiting the Temple Mount. Israel Hayom reports that the Jordanian Foreign Ministry issued a warning. This incident underscores the sensitive nature of holy sites, which remain a flashpoint in regional diplomacy. Additionally, the city of Ramat Gan has opened all its shelters as a precaution against possible Iranian threats. According to I-24 News, this move reflects heightened tensions in the region. For residents, it brings both reassurance and a reminder of the volatile security climate. Turning to business and markets. First, Amnon Shashua plans to step down as Mobileye CEO. CTech reports that Shashua sees this as a reflection of Mobileye's transformation into a global AI powerhouse. Separately, Globes reveals that Shashua has been offered the role of chairman. He has yet to decide on accepting this position. His decision will shape Mobileye's future leadership. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports a call to increase foreign workers in Israel's construction sector. The chairman of Foreign Labor Corporations has approached the Minister of Justice for support. This could impact the sector's growth and workforce dynamics. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.